Hello and welcome to the Checkpoint Reach podcast. I'm your host Luke Elvin, and today I'm joined by Sud. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm not bad, mate. Yeah, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Good.
Very good.
Even better for today, because on this podcast we are going to be discussing one of our favourite games, Mass Effect. And obviously, I mean, we might as well just jump straight into it with the rumoured trilogy remaster. So, this is an article that we found that is basically stating that Jeff Grubb was speaking on a podcast, and he said that EA is still targeting an October 2020 release for the trilogy remaster. Last he heard, it was meant to be revealed in early October, and it was meant to ship in late October. However, this date could slip due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. But Grubb also reiterated, saying, "I know it's real. I've seen more than enough evidence to know it's real, but it's still 2020, and they haven't announced it yet." So, yeah, I mean, he's confident it's real, at least.
Yeah,
a lot of hope.
Yeah, to be fair, I do follow this Jeff Grubb on Twitter, and I've seen, like, he's been tweeting quite a lot about this Mass Effect remaster, kind of doing teases to it and stuff. So, I mean, he says he's seen evidence that it's pretty much it is real. It's definitely coming. There's no doubt it's coming at some point, whether it's this year, next year, whenever. But I mean, I think we all want it this year, don't we? Let's be honest. We all want to.
Oh,
for me, it'd be a nice thing to play just before the new consoles come out, you know?
100%.
You know, if it does come out in October, that'd be a good time, because we know the new consoles are probably going to release in November-ish time. So, you know, if you can play Mass Effect for 2 or 3 weeks before the new consoles, it's a great game to see out the generation, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke off air and you've mentioned this too, but I have been contemplating going back to the Mass Effect trilogy.
So
but
times.
Like you said off air, now that this seems so close,
I
just want to wait. Yeah.
You got to wait for this remaster now, because if you start it now and then, like, I don't know, you'd probably not want to even buy this remaster maybe, because you'd be like, oh, I'm kind of burnt out on it now. But I want to see what they do with the games. I mean, I don't think it's going to be much changed. I think it's just going to be a remaster. I don't think there's going to be like, oh, you know, people are saying like, are they going to change the combat of one? They might tweak it maybe slightly, but I still think it's going to be
I think they'll tweak
similar.
It. I think
I hope so.
It.
I really hope so. Surely, even if they don't change it fully, they have to at least make it a bit more usable.
Yeah. I mean, the combat in one, oh, God.
Do you think it'd be, what I'm thinking though is if, the reason I'm skeptical about them changing it is because I feel like that'd be a really big undertaking. It's completely changed the combat of the first game. So I just think maybe they'll tweak a few things with the aiming, or, you know, make it a bit more stable.
Yeah.
Maybe. Which is good. You know, that'd be welcome for me.
That is the one thing that sticks out the most from the trilogy whenever I think about going back. Yeah, the first one, the story's fantastic, but the actual...
I love the first one. Yeah,
the actual, you know, gameplay mechanics and the combat, I really struggle to get over in my mind just going.
I don't even really mind the Mako's. Like they're annoying. The Mako's a bit annoying, but I kind of like the open planets, and it's kind of feels like space. So I kind of don't mind going back and doing them sort of irrelevant missions where you're collecting, like, what was it, like metals and stuff like that. But it was kind of fun in a weird way. I don't know, just exploring around. So I don't mind if that's still in the game, which I'm sure it will be. So I just want to, I don't know, man. I love Mass Effect so much, and we all do, don't we, on this podcast, of course.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
I just want to play them again. Yeah,
same. I just want to literally
love the game
get
so
my
much.
Hands on it and enjoy the trilogy again.
What I want to ask you is, are you going to do a Renegade playthrough this time? Because I know you always usually go Paragon, but maybe this is the time to go Renegade.
I don't know.
Or are you still going to be tempted to do the Paragon?
I'm tempted
be
to
the
do
good
the
hero.
Paragon, because Renegade doesn't ultimately lead to much, does it?
No,
not in the grand scheme
of
things.
Some of the dialogue is hilarious. Renegade.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine the dialogue and stuff, and some of the actions that are funny. But like, in the grand schemes of the story, it doesn't mean anything.
Is it on the? Is it on number one? I think it's on number one where you punch that reporter in the face and stuff.
Yeah,
that is hilarious. To be fair,
that's your go-to then.
There's one from Aspect 3 where you you literally throw someone off the balcony, don't you? Or something that's mental.
See, well, so I never went through that. I was a good guy.
Yeah.
Good shit.
I've got to be honest, I'm probably going to go Paragon. I'm probably going to play through the game twice anyway.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
to be honest,
if the remaster's done well, which I expect it to be done well, I'll probably play it more than once.
3, yeah, definitely. So. And hopefully they'll have all the DLC so we can play that finally, all the DLC.
Yeah, that is one thing that we missed out on growing up.
That Citadel DLC is meant to be really good in the third one. Mm-hmm. We didn't play, so.
Yeah, I've watched YouTube videos on it, other people's playthroughs and stuff with the DLC, and it looks really good. It looks really fun.
Yeah.
And it's just a moment to reconnect with the characters.
I'm still a bit scared to go about this. Like, you know, they're saying October, because I always thought, like, you know, November 7th, 10-7 day. I always thought that was a great time to release it on that day. Now, I don't know what day offhand what November 7th is, but maybe it's like a day where you couldn't release, but it would be good to release on that day. It'd be a fitting sort of tribute, wouldn't it?
It would. I'm going to have a look for you. Let's see.
Yeah.
November 7th is a Saturday.
Yeah, see, that's a... Yeah, you don't really release games on Saturday.
Mm.
So maybe they were initially going to release on thinking November 7th, and they saw the day and they were like, nah, we can't.
Yeah. That can't happen. That's a big chance that is probably why.
Yeah. It's a shame because that would have been a good, you know, nostalgic day.
Hey, they can still use that to their advantage with a massive market.
They can still do
the
Friday or something. Yeah. Maybe they want it out a little bit before the new consoles as well.
Mm.
Just to give it a little bit of breathing room. Even though I think it needs it. I think this game would sell no matter when it came out.
Might be the last game I ever buy on the old gen.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, yeah. Soon to be old gen.
What other games have we... Well, I think FIFA comes out in October, doesn't it? But apart from that, I can't think of any other big games
about
that
FIFA.
Come out before. Yeah, FIFA. That's early October, though, so... yeah, I can't think of anything else in October, really, apart from FIFA, maybe, that you'd consider, yeah, so... Maybe it will be the last one, which, like I said, I think
it's a good way to go out.
To end the gen.
Yeah, it's a good way to go out.
We've missed Mass Effect this gen. I mean, I know we had Mass Effect Andromeda, but...
Which we didn't mind.
I enjoyed it.
Which we didn't mind.
I still feel like there's been an absence with Mass Effect. You know, everything... Think of all the other games that have been remastered, like Skyrim and all these games that have been remastered. And yeah, it's great, you know, to play them again, but Mass Effect's the absence, really, for me in the remasters.
Hey, it's deserving of one. 100%, yeah. And you know,
I mean, if you can
been waiting for it for a while,
if they can remaster stuff like Dead Island, then surely to you know, things that don't even need remasters, like games like that, was it Bulletstorm and games like that, like surely we can have a Mass Effect remaster.
Oh, we're getting one. Call this Jeff Grubb.
So, well, yeah, we are.
Your wish is going to be granted.
I just hope it's not 2021. I mean, it's just if it's like March 2021, I'll be like, I'll still get it when it comes out, obviously.
Nah, I want...
You know, it'd be a great...
Mate, it's a perfect winter game as well. You know, yeah, it's cold outside. You don't want to go out. You stick on Mass Effect Trilogy.
Stick on Mass Effect. Get on Elysium or whatever.
You know what? It might even tempt me to replay Andromeda once I'm done with it.
Yeah, yeah. I'd probably be similar as well.
Yeah, go the whole hog.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Especially if you could play them all on PS5 or whatever as well, you know, they'd look a bit better, wouldn't they? And you know, you'd hope with a new console. So that'd be great to play them on the new console. So I'm looking forward to it. I don't know. I just hope the rumors of it being maybe delayed are not true, because it would slightly dampen it for me.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely hoping for 2020, 100%.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
And you know, so I'm gonna take Grubb's word. He seems confident it's going to come out still in October, so I'll trust him. Do you think this could lead to some new games then, some new Mass Effect games moving forward? Because it's surely going to rekindle the love and reignite the love from the fan base, because obviously Andromeda split the fan base Star Wars-esque, actually. It's split the fan base, so they need something like this, I think, to bring them back together.
I hope so, but I mean, we know that Dragon Age is coming first, don't we? We know that Dragon Age 4 is probably coming out in the next maybe 2 years, something like that. So you'd think maybe after that they'll start thinking about it. So I think we're a long way away from a new Mass Effect game. I think you're looking at least 5 or 6 years minimum for a new one, probably halfway through this generation at least. I'd hope so, because to me Mass Effect's it's just a big name in gaming, isn't it? You don't want to see it go away. Although, having said that, you also don't want to see it tarnished, so it's with a bad game. So it's, I don't know, it's a weird one for me. It's like, do we just like keep the Mass Effect trilogy as that should be the holy grail?
Yeah, but you can always have that as your holy grail. You know, a lot of people don't like Andromeda, but you know, they talk about the trilogy still and they still love it. And it might make you even appreciate the trilogy more.
Oh, it will. I mean, absolutely.
I mean, I touched on Star Wars, but look at the Star Wars sequel trilogy. Now people love the prequels all of a sudden. They hated the prequels before the sequel.
Like, they're suddenly like, so much better than they were.
Yeah.
I said this anyway. I said they're not as bad as people remember. I've always said they're not that.
I'm
not
sorry,
as bad
Attack
as
of the Clones. Nah.
Yeah, Attack of the Clones is awful. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Attack of the Clones is unbearable.
Episode one is bearable. Like, it's annoying in places. Jar Jar
the
Binks,
end. It's worth the end with Maul.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Music.
And we all like episode three. I've never had a problem with episode three.
So. However, I do.
I always thought that was the best one.
I still disagree with Perkins' statement. He came out in the cinema after watching Force Awakens
and said that
Phantom Menace was better.
And then he did backtrack and rewatched it.
He backtracked in the end, but I'm not letting him live that down. No way.
Definitely not. no, I agree. I mean, it was such a silly comment, but I guess going back to Mass Effect, yeah, I don't know. Do you not worry though that magic of BioWare is probably gone by now? How many people have left that studio since 2012? I mean, it's a different studio now. I don't have, and we saw what happened with Anthem.
Unfortunately,
I don't know if the magic's gone now.
Well, you know? When we discussed Anthem, that was one thing that I remember I brought up. I said, like, so many different people have left that made BioWare the BioWare we know and love, or knew and love, I guess, now. It's, like you said, it is a different BioWare, essentially.
Yeah.
Are they going to be able to recapture that? I don't know. You have to give them a chance.
You might find out with Dragon Age.
Yeah, true. I liked Inquisition.
Yeah, I thought Inquisition was good.
I like that. So I am looking.
That was still a long time
Dragon
ago,
Age.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, when was
still
that?
Still 2014.
Is that 2014?
2014. So it's like, Jesus. Even since then, I bet people have left. So.
Oh, 100%.
I think we'll find out based on how good Dragon Age 4 is. If Dragon Age 4 is as good as the other Dragon Age games, maybe we'll be like, oh, maybe they can still do it. But if it's like Andromeda, then.
I think he'll be all right.
I hope so. Because I love both franchises. You know, I don't like Dragon Age as much as Mass Effect, obviously, but I still like Dragon Age. I enjoyed all of them, really.
I must admit, I always assumed that most people liked both.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't
so.
Know
I
how
think...
wrong or right I am with that, but...
There's more of a love for Mass Effect, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But there's a big Dragon Age fandom out there as well.
So. Yeah. There's just something for me with the sci-fi setting and fantasy setting in space.
Yeah, definitely.
That just drags me in. I mean, hence the... NASA top today.
NASA, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm, you know, of course, we're all... That's why, like, even though it's pathetic, I'm looking forward to this reveal of Starfield whenever it comes out, because it's like, that's the sort of game I want from Bethesda, you know? Yeah. Interesting to see how that goes. Like, who knows if it'll still be a buggy mess like the rest of the games. Hopefully they've fixed their engine.
Well, I wouldn't hold my breath.
And that's another reason why I enjoyed Outer Worlds, because it's another sort of spacey setting, you know? So I just like them sort of games, to be honest with you, so...
Yeah, they are brilliant. But with Mass Effect, I think we'll get it in October. I'm going to stay positive.
I hope so.
Get it in October. Yeah.
Halloween. Do you know, it'd be a good Halloween game. What a great Halloween game, like, around Halloween.
Do you care about Halloween?
Not really, but...
Because I certainly don't.
I don't, but it's one of them, like, it signifies, like, the cold nights coming in, doesn't it? And
it does,
if Mass Effect comes out around that
time. To be fair, we're British. Like, Halloween...
Yeah, we're not as big.
It's not as big. It's massive in
America. No, I guess not. I know. I mean, you know, we still celebrate. Well, some people still celebrate and stuff, don't they? But
you still go trick or treating, don't you?
Oh, I'd love to, man. I'll be there. I'll be knocking on the doors, waiting for my candy.
Mate, I'd take free candy. It's so weird that I'm thinking about it. Just knocking on a stranger's door.
Did you? We went, didn't we go trick or treating once? Was it me and you? I can't remember.
I do not remember that.
When we were young. Maybe it was Marty and Perks I went with. We went when we were like 16, 15.
16?
Like,
I definitely
no, you know, like the final. It
16.
Was like that sort of like the final ever one. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think 16 is past the final ever one. I mean, people
have to
let us
know in the
comments.
I think we were like 50. I think it was like last year of school or something. Or I'm sure we went, you know.
No way are you doing
I
it
I think
like
we did, honestly. I'm sure it was. And it was like to signify that, like, this is, the, you know, we're too old for this now. This is the end. Now this is the last one.
Mate, you were too old for it by about 6 years.
Too old for it by about
Mate, hey, please,
you know,
tell me someone said something.
Everyone loves a bit of free candy. Who doesn't like free candy?
Well, it's mad that you're calling it candy, but yeah.
I know, I shouldn't Americanize it, should
sweets,
I? We're a British podcast, even though everyone's obviously always, you know, that's not to say American listeners, obviously.
Oh yeah, we welcome you all.
We're just
but...
a British podcast.
Yeah.
That's where we're from. But...
I mean, like, I've just mentioned it, but in the comments below, if you are listening, let us know, is 16 too old to go trick-or-treating? Because I certainly think
I think you're going to get a lot of people saying that I still go trick-or-treating, like, when I'm... Because I bet a lot of people go with their kids and stuff. Are you saying
that?
No,
that does not count.
So would
That
are we saying that
count.
On your own, like without
yes.
children?
Yes.
Right, all right.
Going out with the intention of knocking on the door and asking for candy on Halloween. A candy sweets on Halloween when you're 16 years old. No kids. You're not out with your little brother or your little sister.
Just you and a few mates.
Just you and a few mates,
you
yeah.
Oh, you're even on your own.
Are you telling
creepy.
Me the people answer the door and actually looked at you guys and like, okay, yeah, here you go.
Yeah, we got candy. Or sweets or whatever you want to call it. Chocolate.
I don't know how.
We did.
I can't believe that. Mate, he's like 6'3" or 6'4" as well.
Yeah, no, they'll probably deny it now and say I'm making it up. I'm not making it up. We definitely went. I don't. Maybe it wasn't 16, but it was. We were quite old. We were too old to be trick or treating, basically.
Yeah, sounds it.
Yeah, because we went. Yeah, I remember where we went and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. Like I just said, then if you are listening, let us know is that too old because we have gone well off track. But you know, it was a laugh.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. We'll stay positive on the whole Mass Effect front. We both love definitely. It, so we both want it, and we're definitely not the only ones there in that mindset. So, let's move on anyway. We got the PS5 release date that is penciled in for mid-November, apparently. The PlayStation 5 will launch in mid-November, but a new report from VGC suggests Sony is eyeing the narrow window intensely. The website claims that in the UK, at least, the platform holder has booked significant advertising for the week commencing 13th of November. That's obviously when tentpole titles like Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War are scheduled to release, so it makes sense, as the article says. Mid-November.
Yeah.
I mean, how have we still not got a release date? Jesus Christ.
I mean...
September, no release date.
Do you know what? Like, this whole debate around like the release date and the problem, we could... I mean, I could have like an hour-long conversation about this because it's so ridiculous now. It's just...
I know.
It's insane. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, what are we on today? Like, yeah, early September and we still haven't had...
Anything.
A release date. Not even a release date. Like, even if you don't want to say price, why don't you have a release date?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I'm going to assume it's the pandemic, maybe, and they're slowing them down and they're not sure.
Yeah, of course. I mean, without the pandemic, I'm sure they would have announced at E3, probably both of them. But I just think this is getting ridiculous now. Like, do you remember in June when we're like, right, it's definitely going to be the end of June? Right, definitely. Oh, God, I can't go past July. Oh, well, August, 100%.
Yeah.
And now people are saying September, 100%. I'm not even sure it will be announced by the end of September. The way
surely.
It's going. I mean, surely. I know, but we keep saying this.
I mean, if this is correct,
I just feel like, right.
If this is correct, in a week's time, we're 2 months out.
Yeah, I mean, like it's going to be less than 2 months, but if you believe the one about Xbox coming out maybe a week before, it's going to be less than 2 months.
Oh, yeah, of course, actually, yeah.
It's... I mean, we know that Xbox, they have some sort of event, don't they, I think, in September. Or, I don't know, it's like the end of September or something, or apparently.
Mm-hmm.
There's rumours Sony have some sort of event as well, maybe penciled in for around the same sort of time. So, end of September, it's definitely not going to be early September by the looks of it. So the earliest we're going to get is maybe in 2 or 3 weeks, which is ridiculous. I mean, it's going to be like less than 6 weeks before the consoles come out.
Yeah, that's not much time either to save up.
My worry is getting one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, like, I'm going to be there on my laptop pre-ordering that thing instantly, because if you don't, I think you're screwed.
Yep,
I think it's going to be hard to get one.
It's going
to
feel like when a big act comes out with a concert tour, music-wise, I've tried in the past buying tickets for my girlfriend, and it is rough. And I feel like it might be the same. But... might be similar.
Might
get
be.
Those pre-orders in as soon as possible. If you wait on that too long, they'll be gone.
I mean, know, well...
It depends how much it is as well, actually. Because obviously, being in the midst of a pandemic, it's a lot of money, I think, to fork out for a lot of families and people in general. Because, are we agreed now, finally, that it's probably going to be around the 500 mark? I think most people think that, don't they?
I still have a bad feeling it might be 600. I keep hearing these reports that it's going to be... does it not kind of, like, go with the fact that they haven't announced yet, that they're worried?
Maybe.
I genuinely do think they both could be 600.
$600
anyway. Maybe for us it'd be 550 or something like that. But it's a lot of money, but I've got to be honest. Part of me like just wants it. I don't in a way don't care. I just want it out now. I just want to buy it. Mm. Like, no matter what the price is. Like obviously it's like over like 1,000. I wouldn't buy it, something ridiculous like that. But
what is the max?
If it is £600, I'm just going to pre-order. I'm like, yeah, whatever, fine.
What's the max are you going to pay that you'd be willing to pay? Pushing 700, maybe?
Probably, yeah. Probably like maybe 650. I mean, even that. It sounds ridiculous, yeah, me even saying that. I'm willing to pay 650, but yeah. These consoles are powerful, so, you know, and inflation and things like that, so maybe we should expect them to be over 500. Well, definitely 100. There's no, I'm telling you now, there's no way that they're going to be under 500.
Mm-hmm.
Not a chance. Like, the main one, maybe the original edition for the PlayStation might be a bit cheaper, but
yeah.
The disc versions, no. I don't know. What would you be willing to pay? I mean, I think for me, maybe 650, but I'd be really hard. Like, 600, really, really, but I would probably pay a bit more.
I don't know.
I had to.
I recently built my own PC for like 500 and something pound. I can't remember what off the top of my head. So
type amount.
I imagine the same sort of price. I'd probably go 600.
Yeah, as the most.
I don't know. There's just something, man. When it starts getting over 600, I'm just
that's
thinking,
a lot of money.
That's a lot of money to just fork out like that.
It is, but then I think, well, if it's a console I'm going to offer 5 or 6 years, it's £100 a year. I mean, you think about that, it's not that bad. But then you think, yeah, but they never, they come out with these like refreshes where it's like PS5 Pro and stuff like this. So it's like, you know, you don't want your console to be outdated in 3 years' time. So.
Well, I've stuck with the Xbox original.
I mean,
Xbox
I'm just looking now. I've had this PS4 since 2014.
Yeah.
So it's lasted me 6 years. If the PS5 lasts me 6 years, I'll be happy with that. So.
Same. I've bought no mid-gen upgrade.
No.
Well, I've got the PS4 Pro, yeah. But that was a present.
Yeah. But your original Xbox lasted you 7 years and it's still going strong.
Hey, it's still going strong. And that thing's been carted to and from uni to America.
That thing was built
last,
though, wasn't it?
Well. I mean,
look how big it was. It was built to last, that cooling thing it's got inside it.
Yeah,
that fan,
gigantic.
It's huge. So, and looking at the PS5, how big it is, surely that's been built to last as well.
Yeah, you'd have thought so.
Massive. I mean, it's a huge console. I don't know. You know, I don't. This is a side note. I don't even know if it'll fit in my, cabinet thing.
It is pretty
it's
big.
So big. I'm just looking at the width of the PS4 thinking that fits fairly comfortably. But this PS5 is like, I don't know. I might have to like stand it up.
May I? Yeah,
the side
I
of my TV because
standing up. To be fair,
like, yeah, it's huge, but I don't know. It's just what do you think about the rumors about Xbox coming out maybe a week before? I could see that being true. I think Xbox probably want that maybe a week or two advantage, get a few initial sales. Maybe some impatient people.
I mean, I wouldn't blame them trying to get out there first, trying to get the market or as much as the share of the market they can get because they're ultimately going to lose. So.
Yeah, I
which
think
is no secret, but
no, and I think also it's a big hint. Call of Duty comes out November 13th. I don't know. That's a big hint to me that one of them's at least. And Call of Duty's PlayStation market, isn't it? So
it is.
That hint to me that 13th of November's a pretty
seems a
short
fight.
I've seen there's a few other games that are 13th of November, and you think that's looking likely to me.
Yeah, but it seems a solid date. What do you think it would be good for Xbox to come out a week early? You think they will?
I could see them coming out a week early. I don't know if it'll matter that much, really. Even if there was rumours, wasn't there, that they were thinking about coming out maybe mid-October at one point before the pandemic?
Yeah.
Which I think would have been better for them if they could have got out maybe a week, maybe a month, 6 weeks. But a week before, I don't know if that made much difference. A month would make a bit of difference. A week, nah. People, I don't think many people are going to think, oh, I can't wait another week for the PlayStation. I'm just going to get an Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, you just wait a week. I mean,
maybe 6 weeks. Some people would be like, oh, you know, I can't be bothered waiting another 6 weeks. Maybe I'll, you know, but not a week for me. I don't think that makes a difference. And I don't know. I think it's looking a bit rough for Xbox.
Obviously, they lost Halo as a release date. Release
I don't
for the
want
console.
I don't want to make this like a fanboy thing, you know, but I don't know. I'm not saying I worry about them. I don't think they're not going to go bankrupt or anything ridiculous like that. They're going to do well with Game Pass, but I don't know if do enough people care about getting a Series X. Like, unless you like, I get if you're a series, you know, an Xbox sort of hardcore, you're not even going to think about getting a PlayStation. I get that, but for most people, are they? If you're looking at this from an objective point of view, like. I just think there's more compelling games on the PlayStation for me right now.
There is. And
it seems like, you know.
My friends who have had the Xbox for a long time as well, they're all getting the PS5 now.
Yeah.
You know, friends of the show like Xander, Dan, Ted, Bobby. It's like everyone seems to be switching over now. Or with the
Perks might be the only one that's
left.
Maybe sticking. But he said he might not even get a year. He might just stick with Xbox One, I think he said. So.
Yeah.
And maybe he changes mind eventually if everyone's playing like the games on PlayStation. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, Matty's definitely going to get a PlayStation.
Yeah, it seems that way. Although Matty probably end up getting both anyway.
Yeah.
Knowing Matty.
I'll probably end up with both at some point.
Yeah, maybe I'd get a Series X a few years down the line, but I'm certainly not getting one straight away. I just don't need one. You know?
What games are you going to miss, really?
Halo.
That's it.
That's literally it, because...
That's it, really.
I mean, I do like Obsidian, so their RPG would interest me down... But it's down the line anyway.
Yeah.
You're talking like two... You know, what game in the next year or so am I going to miss? Halo, that's it.
And that's been delayed, so...
Yeah, I know, and I do like Halo, and I'm looking forward to playing it whenever I get a chance, but, you know, that's all I'm going to miss. And you think, what are you getting on PlayStation? Are you getting Miles Morales? Are you getting a Ratchet & Clank game? Demon's Souls? You're getting maybe a Gran Turismo game early on? So... They're games that I would play on PlayStation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and obviously third-party games, are, you know, they're going to be on both anyway, so.
Man, how long have we had an Xbox now? 360, what was that? 2007-ish?
I got mine in 2006.
Earlier, 2006.
You got yours earlier. I think you got yours when it came out, didn't you, pretty much?
Yeah, I got it
early. 2006, yeah. So.
I think so. So, wow, 14 years. And then we're making a long Switch. Time. That is a long
time. Yeah, although this has been on the cards for a while, hasn't it? I've kind of already migrated over to PlayStation pretty much now.
You have. And we were very close last gen to going to PS4, to be fair.
Yeah, this was... It's not even like a fanboy thing for me, man. It's not even I don't hate Xbox at all. I think Xbox is good, but I just not for me anymore. It's just, I don't know, kind of outgrown it, I guess, maybe.
I don't know, maybe.
Sounds ridiculous, but I just associate PlayStation now with...
The better games.
I don't know. It sounds ridiculous to say this, but it's more. I feel like that's more the adult console in a weird way, you know?
So what, you're calling everyone who's got an Xbox?
Well, no, but I just think that, like, I think this is like a natural progression. When people get older, they migrate to PlayStation. I might be wrong. I probably am wrong. People will probably give me all sorts of abuse now in the comments, but.
To be honest, mate, I have no idea.
I feel like, as well, like, just looking at a UK scale, I feel like it's going more and more to PlayStation every year. Like, there was a time when Xbox was kind of maybe in the lead in the UK.
Mm.
But I just think, like, next gen, I think people are more going to migrate more to the way Europeans see them. European, it's massive. PlayStation and Xbox is pretty much irrelevant in a lot of countries in Europe. And I can see, I think Xbox will still have a presence in the UK, but I just think PlayStation, it's on the up and up, isn't it? I mean, I know people say about Xbox have better backwards compatibility things and all that, and they do, but in a way, like, yeah, I will play some PlayStation 4 games on my PS5, but who cares? Like, you want the new game, surely. You want new PlayStation games, not old games being sold to you over and over again.
That you do. And PlayStation has easily won the battle of the games, so...
I just don't think it'll change either, do you, next gen? I can't see it changing much.
No.
Really.
Xbox made all the right moves, didn't they, purchasing and acquiring all those studios, but until we actually see the fruit of the labour, we don't really know, so... For now,
because I think Xbox will have a better generation exclusive.
They have to, surely.
They can't not. But I still think, for me, PlayStation. You know, I heard another report the other day about they're trying to double down again, PlayStation, on maybe getting some more studios themselves and getting more first party games out, which, you know, is music to my ears. Because,
my eyes.
Well, and my eyes, music to my ears and eyes.
You'll love what you see. That's for sure.
And here, so. Because, I mean, we all, you know, the quality, as long as they can maintain the quality, of course, I don't want them to start dropping quality.
Yeah.
You know, their exclusives have been great. So, and I think that's going to continue. You look at God of War 2, the next Spider-Man after Miles Morales, Horizon Forbidden West, like, they're just going to be great games, I think.
Well, they're enough to sway me, to be honest.
Yeah.
They were fantastic. Absolutely. So I want to carry on playing and being a part of those worlds. So as a result, I'm going to have to get the PS5.
Exactly.
And that is what we're going to do, depending on price. But
yeah,
I think we'll end up with the PS5. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's likely.
Well, just to finish up, touching on Xbox. Xbox seemingly now openly admitting Xbox Series S exists before it's announced. The unannounced console is more real than ever. Long-rumoured console, which will apparently take the form of a lower-price, lower-performance variant of the Xbox Series X, has never been officially announced or named by Microsoft, but multiple mentions of the console and its internal code name Lockhart have been found. And, worst kept secret.
Yeah,
we expected this, didn't we, since we heard it, really?
Yeah. It's just more confirmation that it exists. I mean, we know anyway it exists. It's obvious. I mean, I think Microsoft's conference this month is pretty much all about this Lockhart console. So, you know, maybe that'll be when we finally reveal the price of all of them, hopefully. Because surely they can't reveal a console. Well, I guess they can reveal it without the price, but no, you'd think with this one, they want it. You know, they want to get out and say it's cheap. So,
well,
you know, it's definitely real. Yeah, exactly. And
to be honest, it might be the version I end up getting.
Yeah, same. Yeah, probably. Yeah, I know. The budget version. Right, because if this is like a 300, well, not, I think 300 is a bit cheap, maybe £400 console, 350, it'd be more enticing maybe a year or two down the line and probably go cheaper by then as well. So,
oh, 100%.
I completely agree. I think I actually think this could be one area. I guess I slated Xbox a little bit in the previous few minutes, but to be fair to them, I think this is one area in console which actually could do well for them.
Mm-hmm.
I could even... This version might even outsell the main version, possibly, depending on how cheap it is. I think it could. I genuinely think it could, because this would be a console that maybe families would pick up for Christmas or... You know, I mean, again, like, do kids playing Fortnite or, you know, kids playing whatever game they play nowadays, do they care really about 4K? Do they know about it? Do they care? I know kids are a lot more informed and we, you know, we're going to get more stick for this because we got stick for it before, but do kids really care too much about, like, resolution and things like that? Yeah, I'm not saying that kids aren't informed because they are, but I don't know if they care. When they're playing GTA online and playing COD online and, like, and I use the term kids loosely. I'm talking about obviously like maybe teenagers and stuff more than kids. But
I feel like they might care a bit more than us when we were kids. When we were teenagers, let's be honest, no one cared. Everyone was just like, you got the new console, you got the new games, that's it. That is it. Literally, that was it. Let's play. And then people like to really overlook into it and be like, oh no, some kids are up to date. Well, some might be, but I think the majority of kids...
You just go where their friends are.
Yeah, they'll just go where their friends are.
And if their friends all go, like, oh, well, my parents, like, say they're like 13, 14, my parents are getting me this console for Christmas, and it's the cheapest one, then the rest might. So I think maybe I'm being a bit too optimistic to say it'll outsell the main one, but I think it could do really well, basically. That's what I'm saying. I think it could sell really well because if it's cheap, I don't know if you agree, it has to be cheaper than all the others. Has to be. It has to be quite a bit cheaper. It has to be cheaper than the digital edition. Of the PS5, it has to be cheaper than the main consoles, because if it isn't, then you're wasting your time. This has to be a budget console for families, for me, at Christmas time.
That would make sense for the target audience, that's for sure. Yeah. But hey, we'll find out soon enough.
I've
been saying that for a while now. we have to find out soon enough now, surely. So,
we have to.
I've got to be closer with that than I ever have been. But yeah, that does bring an end to the podcast. So thanks for listening as always. And if you are listening to us on YouTube, please like, subscribe and comment with your thoughts on the topics we've covered today. And you can also follow the podcast on social media on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at CheckReachPod. You can also follow me and Sud on social media. Where can people find you, Sud?
So it's just on Twitter for me, at David10Spud.
Lovely stuff. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Leld, L-E-L-3-D's, at a 9 the M for Instagram. But anyway, thanks for joining me, Sud, and we'll be back next week to discuss some more gaming news. Bye, guys.